The markets rebounded today on some surprising news out of China. Yeah, China. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 8th day of August and the first day of the Great Iowa State Fair. Thanks for being with us. Victoria's Secret and $46 million. It's a story. Kraft Heinz has a sales issue. Big news for the mortgage refinance folks, but you better hurry. It's coming down to shipping. Think FedEx, Amazon, and UPS. Oh, and the Postal Service. Bankruptcy and jobs, lots of losses, and they are mounting. Those stories, plus time with Caroline Jones. She's the executive director of the global nonprofit, The Social Media Club. We'll talk about that and more, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, stocks shifted upward this morning as some surprising news came out of China. Beijing said exports rose 3.3% on a year-over-year basis in July. Now, economists polled had expected exports to fall by 2%. So if you're doing the math, that's a 5.3% swing. The data helped Asian stocks rise overnight. The Shanghai Composite gained 9/10, while the Nikkei 225 climbed by 0.4%. Investors are also keeping an eye on the Chinese currency, which the government there devalued at a rate of 7 to 1 U.S. dollar. That is the weakest level since 2008. But that move does help blunt the import tariffs into the United States, boost exports, shrink trade deficits, and reduce the cost of interest payments on its outstanding government debts. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Leslie Wexner, that's the billionaire behind Victoria's Secret, said that his former money manager, Jeffrey Epstein, misappropriated more than $46 million of his fortune. Can you say financial fallout? In a letter, the founder and chief executive of L Brands Incorporated wrote to members of his Wexler Foundation that the missing funds were uncovered after Mr. Wexler decided back in 2007 to sever ties with Mr. Epstein. Mr. Wexler began the separation process after allegations against Mr. Epstein surfaced involving sexual abuse of underage girls. Last month, Mr. Epstein pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges stemming from what federal prosecutors allege was a years-long scheme to procure and sexually abuse dozens of girls. He faces up to 45 years in prison if convicted. Mr. Epstein has been denied bail and is in federal custody. It may be backed by Warren Buffett, but it seems that Kraft Heinz might be headed to a shakeup after posting steep declines in sales for the first half of this year. Today, management told investors the company needs a, quote, long-term plan, end quote, and lacks the necessary confidence to give guidance. The shares, well, they tumbled as much as 14% in New York to the lowest level since the company was formed in 2015. Rates for 30-year mortgages are near their lowest since late 2016, sending many previously hesitant homeowners to their brokers. Now, at many brokerage houses, 70% of their business is from new home sales. However, now it's all about refinancing due to the rates. But, yeah, there is a but. Will all the paperwork be done and done well? Banks let thousands of workers go in recent years, so they have fewer staffers on hand to process refinancing applications. Now they have to rehire workers again, but they're doing it slowly to avoid having to lay off people soon after adding them. And that's part of the reason why lenders have been slow to cut mortgage rates, even as the Federal Reserve eases the monetary supply and other borrowing rates across the economy are falling. At 3.75%, a 30-year residential mortgage rate is close to the cheapest they've been since November of 2016. An estimated 8.2 million borrowers could shave at least 75 basis points from their mortgage rates by refinancing. We sort of thought you might like to know. While you were shopping by clicking, you might want to know what's going on in the world of shipping your stuff to you. This week we aired that FedEx and Amazon are on the outs, and that signals the lines are being drawn in the battle over surging e-commerce shipments. The end of two-day delivery contracts with Amazon means FedEx will have to make up for the lost sales by extending a push to serve other customers like Walmart and Target. Amazon will have to rely more on UPS and the United States Postal Service as it seeks to fulfill a pledge for next-day delivery to top customers, all at the same time they are trying to build out their own shipping network. Online shopping accounts for only about 12% of retail sales, and shipments are expected to double, though, in the next 5 years. However, dropping off packages at homes tends to be less lucrative than at businesses, and Amazon is determined to drive the price lower while speeding delivery times. Without details on how much Amazon is paying per package, it's unclear who's positioned for the biggest gains in the shakeup. If the price is low, UPS's profit margins would be squeezed even as revenue rises. If the amounts are in line with what other big customers pay, then FedEx walked away from a profitable business that will have to recoup elsewhere. And amid all of this, all of it, Amazon is spending billions ramping up its own delivery network. Stay tuned. Hey, speaking of Amazon, you can now tell Alexa to slow down or speed things up when asking for information. U.S. customers can now choose from 7 talking speeds when using Alexa, according to a blog post from Amazon. In addition to Alexa's standard speaking rate, the virtual assistant can converse in 4 faster rates and 2 slower rates. To adjust the talking speeds on any Alexa-enabled device, say, Alexa, speak slower, or Alexa, speak faster. Now to reset, say, Alexa, speak at your default rate. So why is Amazon doing all this? Well, Amazon says that some customers who are older or hard of hearing wanted Alexa to speak more slowly so they could better understand her. Other customers, like those who are blind or have low vision and are more familiar with listening to audio content, wanted to hear information more quickly. And now, the choice is yours. People, thousands of people, are losing their jobs. And it's not because they've done anything wrong, but that companies are declaring bankruptcy at an alarming rate. In the first 7 months of the year, U.S.-based companies announced nearly 43,000 job cuts due to bankruptcy. That's up 40% from the same time period last year and nearly 20% higher than all bankruptcy-related job losses in all of last year. Despite record low unemployment, bankruptcy filings have not claimed this many jobs since the Great Recession. What's interesting is most of these job losses were in the retail sector. The number of retail store closures in the first 7 months of this year, over 7,500, has exceeded the total number of store closures last year, which was a bit over 5,800 stores. Analysts expect a total of 12,000 retail stores that will close this year. Finally, from our How the Other Folks Live department, we learn that Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary says he spends $1,000 a day on food. Now, we're not making that up. O'Leary told CNBC that while he recognizes his food spending habits may sound crazy to most people, for him, it's all about business. In O'Leary's world, business, lunches, dinners, and even breakfast meetings are the norm in order to make deals happen. O'Leary says he spends, on average, get this, $200 for breakfast, and says whatever the meal is, he always picks up the check, adding, "I don't want to owe anybody anything." But O'Leary isn't advocating that everyone splurge on expensive dinners. He actually thinks the opposite and says that if you want to be smart, keep your dining and bar expenses at 10% of your biweekly paycheck and eat at home 4 days a week at a minimum. See what you learn here? Hey, coming up, a conversation with Caroline Jones, who's the executive director for the Worldwide Social Media Club. Caroline is based in Des Moines, Iowa, but travels on behalf of the Social Media Club all over the country, with one such visit recently to Chicago. We'll talk about that and something called the Hashies. All that is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.